is 3:36 on the Mike McFeely Show on this Tuesday afternoon on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And you've heard me talk the last couple of weeks or so about Eternity Medicine and about stem cell banking. And I thought, you know, I'm doing this and I'm talking about this during the program, so why don't I have Dr. Joel Shook come into the studio and really, since he's the expert or one of the experts in this, have him talk more about this, because I just kind of do the quick 1 minute thing and I tell about my experience, but I think the Dr. Shook would be much better at talking about this than I would. And so Dr. Joel Shook is in studio with us from Eternity Medicine. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Very good. I'm happy to be here today.
How's your winter? We're just talking off the air. You like to tumble some birds out of the air in the fall and some other things. When we were talking at your office, you had a pretty good fall.
Oh,
shooting
yeah,
some pheasants, and maybe it slowed down a little bit with the snow. But
love to do it when they cooperate and fly into my shot pattern. Sometimes they don't. But
I get the sense you're better than that. I get the sense you're okay from what you've been telling me. So you do okay. But that's kind of stopped now. You were talking that it's, you know, we have some snow on the ground. It's been so cold. It's tough to get after pheasants now.
It's pretty diehard
if you're out there now.
Exactly.
Talk about the stem cell banking. I had the opportunity to stop into your office at Eternity Medicine, and you did a couple of very quick things. You took some blood. You took a little skin sample from me. Explain to our listeners what it is exactly I went through and what's going to be done with what you took from me.
Well, sure. You went through the process called adult stem cell harvesting, and it's a service that Eternity Medicine is providing for a company called CellBank. That's a company that specializes and is probably the premier company that is providing adult stem cell banking. So basically, the whole process is one of harvesting cells from tissue that adults retain through their life that are able to heal. There's a reason you can heal a cut on your finger and heal any tissue. And that is due to the fact that certain cells in our body don't completely mature into functional tissue cells. They retain the ability to continue to divide and turn into tissue cells so that we can heal. And over the past, really, just a few years, a decade or two, there's been an enormous amount of discovery and work done in this field whereby scientists can now take those cells and not only grow them, but they can make them revert back to the kind of cells you had as a fetus. So you are storing fetal stem cells, what we call pluripotent stem cells. They can then be treated in manners that will stimulate them to grow into whatever tissue we need. The implications are enormous. We could envision using one's own stem cells, not fetal stem cells from the controversial old way of doing it, but your own cells, which you won't reject presumably because it's your own tissue, and grow skin if you need a skin graft, replace the tissue in the macula of your eye if you have macular degeneration. There's work to replacing nerve cells in the inner ear for people who have nerve damaged hearing loss, myocardial cells for people who have weakened hearts for whatever reason. There's over 1,000 studies going on worldwide looking at various applications for this technology. So it's very cutting edge, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Is it happening now? Because, you know, I'm mid 40s. And I've had these stem cells banked, and I'm looking to the future. I'm looking to when I'm, hopefully, anyway, when I'm 70, 75, 80 years old, that the technology will be advanced even more. But have these things been done already? I recall you telling me a story when you and I first met about the a young girl who had some tracheal problems right out of the womb, I think, and they actually took some of her stem cells and helped repair or grow a new trachea for her.
Yeah, right? That's one of the most dramatic examples I've seen. They literally showed a photograph of this trachea, this girl's cells. They grew her a trachea outside of her body around a form, and then were able to transplant it back in her. That's sort of the sci-fi type end of it, but that seems to be where things are headed. There is more applications in Europe and worldwide. I think the U.S. always is a little bit lagging in approval for applications, but there's already been some very positive work in giving a person a transfusion of their own myocardial stem cells to improve heart function in people with congestive heart failure. I just read just the other night some studies looking at some very promising work in macular degeneration, hearing loss. We already grow skin for skin grafts for people who have burn injuries or chronic ulcers that don't heal. So, yes, the applications are out there, but I think the future applications will be much greater.
Dr. Joel Shook of Eternity Medicine, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We're talking about stem cell banking. You've heard me talk about it in the program. I wanted to have the doctor in to offer the expert's view of this. And you said science fiction, and I keep going back to that. But when you and I, again, first talked, I kept asking, I mean, this is really futuristic. It's really science fiction. Is this really happening? And yeah. The answer keeps coming back. Yeah, it is happening.
It's where we are. Yeah, it's actually, bone marrow has been harvested and grown and replanted back in humans for 20, 30 years. Some of this is even old stuff already. And it isn't to the point where we're going to grow a heart and pluck it off the vine and put it back in your chest or kidney or something. Not that that isn't theoretically possible, but that's the kind of direction it's heading. So people who realize that, modern science has been able to keep them alive through their youth and well beyond their reproductive years, but now you're battling this challenge. You get older and your tissue degenerates. We don't have the medication, the chemistry, the treatments to really treat that adequately. It's a little disheartening when you would be healthy otherwise, but you have a neurodegenerative disorder, Parkinson's, or your joints are all worn out. This is probably the direction that we'll go next to treat the degenerative disorders of middle to old age.
Text message comes in, and it was going to go right to my next question. The text message says, Mike, if you're age 60, are you too old to harvest stem cells? And what I've been telling our listeners is that I think that 35 to 55 age group is kind of where we're at. And that's kind of why at 40, mid-40s, I'm kind of the perfect candidate to do this. But is 60
right.
too old?
The reason we target that middle-aged group is that people who are younger than that, the way the technology is changing, they probably would be wasting their money harvesting cells because there may be better stuff by then. And they do have some time before they get to that age where they would need them. People in older than age 55 have a greater risk of having reached the point where their tissue is degenerated to where they might not get good stem cells. They might not be as useful as we thought. It's maybe. Some of those people are very healthy and youthful and probably could do it. But then will the technology mature to the point where they will live long enough to be able to utilize it? See, we don't want them to waste their money either. We want people who are very likely to be in that age group where the technology will mature enough to where it's useful to them when they reach the age where they need it, and they won't be doing it too soon. The answer to the question is likely 60 is a little beyond.
Yep. So, listeners have questions. Another question comes in and says, what's the cost of stem cell banking? Very fair question. What's the cost? I have to miss the end of the show. So if the doctor could tell me now, I'd appreciate it.
Well, the cost of stem cell banking is $3,500 for the harvest and the growth of the stem cells. And then they grow millions of them and then store them in liquid nitrogen in the first year of storage. And then there's a storage fee after that depends on how many years you pay for.
Okay. One last question I'll let you run. And I've talked about this too. It's not painful. It's not invasive. It was very simple. I stopped in your office, had to fill out a couple of forms like you always do when you go to the doctor. But then I was out of there in, I don't know, 45 minutes or something. And it wasn't not painful. It's a very easy process, I guess is my point.
Yeah, the harvesting is really quite simple. We draw several tubes of blood. And we numb up the skin and take a little cookie cutter device, 4 millimeters in diameter, and take a small cylinder of skin that's placed in a special medium The wound is very stripped shut, usually, is all it takes, and it heals within a week to 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was very easy. You can come back again sometime, right? Because I'm getting...
Oh, I'd love to.
I have lots of other questions and everything else, but our time for today is kind of up. But come back again, and we could talk about what happens to the stem cells once they leave my body and where they go, and how in the future they can come back to help me. So can you do that, doctor?
Would love to.
You bet. Dr. Joel Shook of Eternity Medicine.